I am so sorry. All this, so sorry. This, totally my fault. I just didn't expect, so sorry. I mean, this is the first time I've ever kidnapped someone and tried to turn them into a gargoyle, and I didn't really think it through. I mean, obviously, you're right. If I encase you in cement, you would technically stop breathing. And I did panic a little bit, and now you're kind of stuck in the cement. And I should finish the job to make you a gargoyle because I'm really lonely and you're really pretty, and I see you at the library all the time, and I love reading, and I thought, you know, we could hang out, like literally hang out on the side of the building. What it would take is you being a gargoyle, and to make you a gargoyle, I just have to, it's just the whole, it's going to be really claustrophobic in there, just surrounded by concrete. That's just like really, really claustrophobic, and then you'll stop breathing, I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm not claustrophobic at all. I mean, I'm a gargoyle. Why would I be claustrophobic? I mean, I do spend all of my time outside, where there are no walls closing in, just getting closer and closer and closer. But I'm not claustrophobic, and I'm fine with people, you know, not living. Yes, dying. I mean, obviously, I've killed people in my time because I'm a gargoyle. I am not really that kind of gargoyle. I am more the goth loner gargoyle. I mean, gothic architecture, obviously, not goth. Well, kind of goth. I was goth before it was cool. What? I am not awkward. I will have you know that I'm a scary gargoyle, and I'm going to encase you in cement. I'm not going to encase you in cement. That's just scary. But obviously that brings us to our current problem, where you are half in cement, and it's set because it's quick set cement. And, I mean, I can fix it. No, I mean, I can just, you know, pour it over you. I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll just be, you know, I'll just turn away, and then I'll and I completely missed you. It's fine. Well, it's the only way I can, you know, ask you to hang out. If you're a gargoyle, because if you're not a gargoyle, why would you hang out with a gargoyle? Because, you know, gargoyles are gargoyles, and you're not a gargoyle, so it's fine, I can do this. But why would you want to do that? Because I mean, you're in cement, and you're not going anywhere because it's quick set cement, and you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. So. Hey, would you like to hang out because you can't leave? And what's your favourite book? Because you're always at the library, and that's why I like you, because you're very booky, and I like books. Yes, I am serious. I am extremely serious. What is your favourite book? Am I going to turn you into a gargoyle? Probably not, because I'm very claustrophobic, and the thought of you being all encased is freaking me out just a little bit, just the slightest little bit, and the not being able to breathe, it's I'm not good with death. I did overlook that part. I'm just really lonely. What's my favourite book? Lord of the Rings. I also like the films. Just in case you thought I was old fashioned. Wait. You're not going anywhere. Would you like to watch the films? The extended editions? All of them, one after the other, because you can't escape! I mean... You would? Yay! So I'll just... Oh no! Oh no! They're under the cement! Oh. It's okay. We can stream it. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Not that you can, because obviously you're stuck in cement. But I will be right back with snacks. Do you eat pigeons? No? Okay. I'll just bring a pigeon for me, and something that humans eat. Sparrows? Not sparrows. Okay. No. Don't worry. I'll find something. What the hell does a human eat?